He's doing that. Now, verse 3. Here's how you won. It sounds like a compliment, but really saying this is why you won. Is there any number to his troops? Since you have, it's like saying to someone, it's a knife in the back. Boy, you just have such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Isn't it nice to have so much money? Like, that's the whole thing about it right there. That's what he's doing here. Oh, you won, but isn't it nice to have all the forces, more than I had? See, that's what he's saying. Is there any number to his troops? And upon whom does his light not rise? Now let's go back to Job 4. What I was doing there was showing you, this is Satan's tactic to flatter, to get you to drop the guard. So Eliphaz does the same thing Satan does. He flatters first, but he's getting ready to bring in the knife of judgment. He flatters, but he's bringing in the knife of judgment. Not just the knife in the back, but the knife of judgment. Sometimes people, and I'm not going to get into the doctrine of flattery tonight, even though it would be fitting and important in our study. It's difficult to distinguish between flattery and a truthful compliment, a truthful admiration. We should. In fact, often in funerals, I will encourage people, express your admiration. But we should do this with our husband, with our wife, friends, work. And at funerals, I stress, tell a person of your love and your admiration while they're still alive. In fact, I got a poem in that respect. Don't tell them when, no matter how loud we shout it, they cannot hear it. Because it's not going to go beneath the dirt, and they'll hear it. So if we have something that we want to say about someone, say it while they're alive, and they can hear it. And they can understand what you're saying and appreciate what you're saying. Flattery, compliments, admiration. Or some people just are not able to express it. They have all kinds of problems. It's not a problem that they expect their own problems. Some people just have problem expressing admiration, appreciation, these types of things. Some people don't know how to. I heard a deal where the Stern, who were they? The people up north, these Scandinavians, I guess they were, in this book. And giving you the idea of how some people are, this man said, quote, "I love my wife so much, I almost told her." And that's the way some people are. There are many people who cannot express it because of different things in their own life, their past and these kinds of things. Maybe even their upbringing. Some people are brought up in an environment where you don't do that. I'm just amazed the number of people brought up into a family that doesn't hug. We just hug. We hug everybody, everything, and whether you like them or not, you hug them when you saw them at different events. But some people don't do that. And I'm learning many people don't have that in their background. And as I said, some people do not know how to express these things. Then there is the con artist. Who knows how to just lay it on? Every time I think of the con artist, I think of Eddie in Leave It to Beaver. I mean, the little guy, if you remember him. Oh, hello. What was Beaver's last name? Cleaver. Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. You sure look nice. I sure do like that dress today, Miss Cleaver. Your house is so... I mean, just pours it on. And you just go... But a good con artist doesn't draw that kind of attention to themselves. If they're good, you won't pick